podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into an impromptu episode of Three Questions and a Song. It is going to be episode number 73. For those of you time travelers, it got released yesterday. We're going with it. My name is Bill, and we're going to be chatting with three members of the band Skies of Terra. And there they are.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Hello.
Hola.
Being impromptu, we're all going to be real prepared for this. But we're here. They were trying to do something, and I needed a guest, and now we're doing it together.
Surprise.
Yep.
So you guys are releasing an EP tomorrow or like midnight. Called The Party Is Over. 5 tracks.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
And you wanted to talk about it and, you know, have some interaction. So hopefully those people that are popping on live right now will start commenting on the videos. And we'll get some interaction with them. But until then, let me ask you one of my off-the-wall questions, since Liam said he liked them.
No.
It's not that bad. So back in, I think it was November, I went and did a photo shoot for a band from Michigan in Katanning at Club Radioactive. And they were all excited about eating pizza that the club owner bought them from a little chain store. And I made a comment about they could have eaten from a mom and pop store because there's plenty of them and they're much better. So my question is, being in a band, what is the best pizza you've ever had, either at a gig or before or after a gig?
That's hard for me personally, because I don't think I've never eaten before a gig because I scream a lot and like I feel like it's all going to come back up, so I try not to eat.
So you're not a Guar tribute band then?
No, definitely not.
We should be. That'd be awesome.
You know,
that would be sick. But like, I don't know. Like pizza for me, I don't know. I don't even think I've had any food even after a gig, have we?
I don't remember our shows at all. I don't even know.
We haven't played at Brandy's Basement, but they have amazing pizza there.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I definitely could not eat before a show, or else it would be an emergency exit.
I was going to say something about the drummer, but
Dylan got one of those.
The drummer loves pizza. The drummer has a pair of loves pizza. Right?
He's real definitely cool. Real.
He
yeah.
He does.
He'll join later.
No, I'm here.
No, I'm here.
Is he? Where is he? Is he behind you? He's clearly
never
close.
Far from your heart.
He's in spirit.
He's never far from your heart.
Yeah.
I had to program him in.
Like I did an episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I interviewed a band called the Bloody Seamen. Are you familiar with that band?
No, it's a great name though.
Well, they dress as pirates and they're a sloppy punk band and they go to pirate games and sing in the stands and they have the whole pirate metal punk sloppy thing going. But I was talking to their lead singer and then one of the other members was in a different room and I couldn't see him, but he had a mic. And while I was interviewing the lead singer, he was yelling at me using pirate slang. And that one went about that episode went about 20 minutes, and that was back when the show was like 4 hours long.
Wow.
I couldn't hold it together.
You scallywag.
All right, so the EP. It's coming. I heard you say it's coming out on Bandcamp tonight at midnight. Where else is it headed, and when do you think it'll arrive?
So throughout tomorrow, it's going to come out on YouTube with like a visualization for each one. And then in the coming weeks, it's going to be on Spotify, iTunes, Google, like all of the streaming places. We were just pretty horrible at getting like timing going, but we didn't want to like delay anything. Justin and I did a podcast episode with God Hates Unicorns, and they chose our release date. So I felt like, God Hates
Unicorns. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, okay. They chose it. We did not.
Yeah, he was like,
it could have came out today, 2-2-2-2.
Yeah, but yeah. He said,
now we have some people popping in.
He said February 3rd.
Hello, Chris and Sean.
Chris and Sean, what up, what up, what up?
But Sean from, sounds familiar.
Chris from Skies of Terra, but Sean from Prime 8, who just won the semifinal round of the Big Break. That's it, the Big Break.
I've not heard of.
Ooh, I'm dying.
I'm still trying to get on Global Guts.
I don't know what that is.
Do you have it?
Yeah. All right, so album artwork is behind me, and it was on the screen at the very beginning of the show before we came on. Who was the artist behind that artwork?
LDB.
LDB, a.k.a. Justin Townsend, a.k.a. the Screaming Guy, a.k.a. Trash.
That's right.
It is pretty solid work, though. I like it.
This guy gets
a golden garbage bag.
The walking garbage bag.
I said golden.
Golden garbage bag.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisk. Oh, yeah. So, it's kind of funny about the album art. Justin made a version of it, and I loved it. And then I had trouble trying to get him to just, like it. So, like, I don't know. This is, like, a different version of it. There's, like, a different version of the album art somewhere on the internet, I think.
It's somewhere on the internet, but it's lost forever because it was inside of the contents of a hard drive that had to be wiped completely clean. So that is, like, it's either somewhere on the interwebs or it's just straight up gone forever. So I had to start it again. And that's when that one behind you was made. Mm-hmm. I was really upset about it. So it took forever to kind of get it right.
See, now I'm trying to decide if I might have it. So I'm going to look.
Hello, Chris.
I know we have like single artwork because there's artwork for Salt of the Earth and Worlds Collide. But yeah, you know, we kept it like visually conceptual with like space and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I have a great big yellow house in the sky image and a vice grips image.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But I don't have the other one.
That old
eons ago.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see what it looked like because I just straight up forget and I don't remember at all.
Well, I don't seem to have it. Unless I upload it to the website, which is a possibility. I'll check later.
Chris Dodson. What up, man?
So Chris Dodson he owns Wolf's Customs. They do custom finishes on instruments. You can find him at wolfscustoms.online. And he sponsors the radio station on Build the Scene, which is buildthescene.com/radio.
Very nice. That is a strong middle name, Thunderwolf.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my name was Thunderwolf.
Wait, his wife's name is Raven.
That's my niece's name. That's awesome.
There's a little bit of Native American there.
I don't have that.
You know who else his name is Raven? The wrestler.
Yes. Except he was more of a grunge type guy than...
Yeah, he was for sure.
All right, so the album art was done by Justin. What was the writing process like on this EP?
Terrible, horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
it wasn't that bad. It's just, I think it's more so the fact that I think we still do everything backwards as like compared to every other band. Like, how do we usually end up like having something like it starts with like a riff, or then it starts off as like a whole song, and then we try to write lyrics to it and then come up with like a vocal, like a vocal cadence to it. And then the Spice Rack gets added to it. So with that being said, like, I just think that like the process, it probably takes longer than it should, but it works for us. And I don't know. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying anymore.
It's not a terrible experience. It's just a little tedious the way we work with things.
That's probably the best way to say it.
Programming aspects of it. And I don't know. We do a lot of digital stuff using NeuroDSP and the Line 6, whatever you have, HD 500.
I think it's more so like adding certain things and certain sounds than it is of like actually writing something.
Dumb is a good point.
So far, Justin hated the art and hated writing the songs. That's about right.
I'm a hateful guy.
That's why there's all this screaming and whatnot.
Yeah, it's all the angst.
Mm-hmm.
From the writing process. I'm a huge fan of the band Deftones, so they are very like mood oriented, and I think I'm a fan of like how they, looking at processes that they've done over the years with like their past albums, they've had like problems with each other or just analytical in the world or maybe their relationships. And that's the kind of person that I am. I like to, whatever's going on in my life or around me influences the kind of soundtrack I'm writing to. And I feel like the same goes for all of us. We all have like these different elements to add. And, you know, I like the track Salt of the Earth. There's a demo that only has the chorus done by Justin. And then there's,
I do not listen to it.
That's funny. Just for that, I'm going to change this filter. There we go. That's not even good enough. But yeah, so, you know, there's a demo, Salt of the Earth, that is kind of a lot different than what came out of it. And that sort of track, like, sets the bar for everything else. And then by the time everybody else gets the song, you know, we're like listening to it on like the drive while we're at work or
God,
whatever's going on. And, but yeah, you know, I like to write a lot of stuff. I like to like demo things out. So like, in 2020, I just made a couple demos. I would send them to the guys, and among the demos that survived were Salt of the Earth and Cloud Chaser. And then later that summer, I started with Worlds Collide, and we just kind of like the guys work with me really well. Like, you know, it's not for me to try and like lead the charge, but like, I like to hear like these full sounding little demos and create off that. And so, you know, Justin will listen to them. Liam, he like set up at home, try and like listen to the tracks and try and write to them. And then we'll come to practice, or, you know, practice is basically us like writing and recording. We record a lot on the spot because we're able to. And then we'll just sort of put the tracks together and figure out, all right, how do we freshen this up? How do we get the process going? And because it took such a long time and everyone was going through so much different stuff, it started to become very tedious. Not that it was anyone's fault, like life happened, you know, like Chris had a baby. Liam got a lot of different like job opportunities that he was trying to focus on. We just all were like in different places, but still wanted the same thing. And I, I think the only track that I feel that comes off in is Salt of the Earth. Like, if there's any song that I would pick out of our entire catalog that I would change, it would probably be that one. Mm-hmm. But it also sets the mood for the tone, because, like, The Party's Over is supposed to, you know, have to do with, like, society and, like, a little bit of the fracturedness that was taking place. So I kind of don't mind that. But yeah, Justin actually, like, came up with the whole concept with the Party's Over thing, and I just fell in love with it.
So, which, when you guys were on your, we'll call it your practice run earlier, John asked you what your favorite part of the EP was, and I think that I'm going to ask that also.
That's cool. Fine.
I guess I'll go first real quick, but I think my favorite part of the EP is Cloud Chaser. Because I really want to, like, bridge this gap between, like, hardcore and pop punk and metal, and sort of, like, give it these fun riffy kind of sounds like Paramore and the band Anne Berlin, Envy on the Coast, even the band Altaview. You know, Dom Bushi is in Altaview. I was introduced him from Justin and just fell in love with his music, and we got him to feature on that song. So Cloud Chaser is definitely my favorite one, because it has these elements that I just can't even speak of until you hear it. I don't know. It's just my favorite.
Oh, that's the song we're going to feature on the episode, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is, actually.
And Chris actually said something. You say, I think we hammered Salt of the Earth so much it just got old. And yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fine-tuning to the point where you kind of grow to not hate the song, but you're tired of it. I'm tired of hearing all the different nuances that might sound better, might not. Yeah. A lot of experimenting there.
I came to find that I came to find that I enjoy playing Salt of the Earth live with the guys rather than actually listening to the song. So,
yeah.
It's more of an experience, you know?
Yeah.
Steve, come on, man. Can't be trolling my boys. My favorite part of the EP is the final song, WYB, With Your Blood. Because I've been talking to Cletus and Justin about the kind of music I want to write, just something stupid heavy for no reason. And these guys are like, oh, check this out. We've already wrote it. And I'm listening to him like, you bastards are hiding this from me. There's no way we can't have this on the EP. And so writing for that was still fun. I did have to warn them, Steve. That was just a fun song to work on. Everything was a blast. And I think it's a great finale for the EP.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I'm going to be incredibly biased and say it's going to be WYB for sure, because that's, like, a part of, like, my brainchild. Since I can't play any instrument whatsoever because I have the worst patience in the world when it comes to those things. My screen went black. But I told Cleus, I said, I have this riff idea in my head. And he was like, all right, so how does it go? I said, I grabbed the guitar and I said, it goes, dun, 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 dun.
You wrote that?
He did.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We were literally sitting in the dark room where he's sitting. I was sitting in that area where he's sitting. He was sitting next to me. And I got out my 7-string and we didn't want to, like, overthink the riff. You know, it's just, I don't know. There's, like, huge fan of, like, groove metal, and it just it's a little bit different from the stuff on Lunar, and Then there were a couple variations in the song that switched up. And then by the time Liam got on it, he was just like, yeah, let me just hammer at this. And we just started messing around with stuff. It was also a hard song to write to, in my opinion.
I think it was more so of a hard song to write lyrics to, but like the instrumental part, like that was just simple because we just threw a bunch of stuff into it and it worked. And it sounded amazing after it was all said and done. But it's either going to be With Your Blood or it's going to be the chorus to Worlds Collide, because I'm still stuck on that chorus, like, for sure.
And it was kind of funny with Worlds that Collide, guy. Too. I think I still have, like, the clips. I took my microphone in the basement at the time, and...
Sorry, it's Chris's answer to the question.
Yeah, I was just seeing that. Yeah, real quick, let me veer off. Cloud Chaser, I felt, was going to be like kind of a hard sell. But yeah, I think I like that. I like to sort of have people be like, I don't know about this one. And then like a couple listens, like you're like, yep, it's stuck in my head now. Like that's kind of what I'm shooting for. But that was like sort of the same concept with Worlds Collide. That sort of has like, it kind of reminded me of like 90s music, how 90s rock choruses were. And when I sent it to the guys, they were just like, dude, are you freaking serious? And I was just like, I guess so. And they were like, yeah, this is it. Like literally like that chorus that's recorded on the EP is like, the one that I just like randomly like went in my basement, recorded, and I was gonna re-record it, but I just never did. Like that's just what stuck. So kind of helped set the bar for like, lighter tunes of the EP.
Almost. Yeah, I tell you what. So let's take a moment and listen to Cloud Chaser, and we'll come back. I'll let you tell me a little story about it, and cool. We'll ask couple more questions.
Oh.
Wasn't it beautiful?
So that was Cloud Chaser by Skies of Terra, who are hanging out with me
tonight. What's up, Mark?
Oh, what up, Mark?
That
New Haven State is seriously, like, personally, like, one of the best albums I've heard in a long time. And I'm surprised people aren't talking about that more. Like, what a gem. I'm so serious.
Yeah, they wrote, like, really beautiful music. Like, my God.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play with them. Hopefully. Yep, sometime.
So you're walking down the street after the end of one of your shows, and you walk past the DeLorean with its door up, nobody around, and it has a flux capacitor in it. What band are you going back in time to follow around?
It's not going to be Korn. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to be Korn.
Oh. It was Build the Scene where Justin said that. That's funny.
Yeah, you're welcome. A band back in time.
That's interesting.
Liam, I thought I broke you there for a second.
You can't break me. I'm always broken. I'm going to go with a weird answer. I'm going to go with the Scorpions.
Oh, yeah?
They're an interesting group. I feel like they've seen some stuff.
They've seen some stuff, yeah. I can see that.
I like to follow them.
I think I would... I just got to say, whoever was in Michael Jackson's backing band live in the 80s is some of the most fascinating stuff I've seen.
You know Eddie Van Halen recorded with him, right?
Yes.
Yep. In one take, man.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Such a crazy solo to do in one take.
I'd probably go with Motley Crue only for one reason. It's because I watched The Dirt on Netflix like probably 4 or 5 times. And I love it. I love that movie.
I've said this a bazillion times on my shows about that. I felt left down by that movie because I feel like it had to be way worse than what the movie portrayed.
I feel like
yeah.
But like, just imagine like being the fly on the wall in those situations. Like I don't know. It's either we're gonna get like shot or we're gonna get arrested or like I don't know. Like I got a contact high. I got a contact cocaine high from watching that movie.
Chris said Queen. I can agree with that.
Queen is a good answer.
Fair.
Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their original songs?
Like the band has to perform?
Like, right. Like how they pull someone out of the crowd and they perform with them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So... I would probably go with Loathe by Left to Suffer. I'd probably do that. It's a fun one. Very easy for me.
I'm going to say Icarus Lives from Periphery because me and Liam have seen them live. And they're amazing.
Are we picking a song and a group?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God.
I mean, they added that part of it, but you can't not do it now.
Yeah. Chris said Chester Bennington.
Easy. Conspiracy by Paramore.
What a good song.
The answer is right there. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's literally right there. Paramore, me and Liam love
Paramore. One of the greatest bands of all time. I will fight anybody that disagrees.
I will fight you, yeah. That's for sure.
Me? Why?
Where'd you guys record it? I'm assuming you recorded it as a band and didn't go somewhere. Like you used your own.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did it all here.
Liam, it looks like you're pointing at Bill like we recorded it at his house.
I'm trying, man. The angles are hard.
Yeah, it's like
I'm relearning my fingers.
I mean, a few years ago, I would have had most of what you needed, but my big mixer, is now in Ohio. So,
Ohio's
for lovers. We recorded everything here at my house. Like, I literally have just
almost everything. Hold on.
That thing there, that thing there, that thing there.
Give the audience a vertigo.
Pretty much like everything here besides the stuff that like Cletus and Liam end up having to bring over, which is just pretty much our guitars and maybe a pedal or two.
We used one of these.
You just have that ready.
He has it sitting here.
All right, that sparks another question. What was your favorite piece of equipment that you used while you were recording the EP?
Cool. Probably that, the pod. Right
there. This right there.
The Pod HD 500X.
Yep. This bad boy right here.
Oh, yeah. And the Mark Holcomb PRS signature 7-string that was specifically used on Cloud Chaser.
It is a great guitar.
Yeah.
Except for when it's not, but it's a great guitar.
And what is that? The Behringer? I can't remember what model that is.
What?
The microphone?
Your microphone.
That's Sennheiser E935.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded everything from home. Like, we're a DIY band, and then we sent the stems over to Gus Wallner from You Think Music.
I know who Gus is.
Yep.
He does a great job.
My introduction to Gus was Nine Stitch Method and Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a great job with their stuff. And I mean, like, as you know, Nine Stitch Method is a backing track band too. So, yep. Like, big influence to work with him and all. But yeah, we like, that's the one thing about this EP is we over like a year or so, we just kept accumulating stuff like on WYB With Your Blood. Liam is using the Axe FX for some lead guitar stuff, which we're going to use more of that on the album whenever we like start working on that. We have a lot of like neural DSP stuff that we haven't used on the album, I don't believe. I mean, it might be on one track, but there's like certain things that we've used sporadically on the album. A lot of the HD 500X is on there. But yeah, for the most part, we just lay down our stuff and then we do a process called the spice rack. So we have like, there's a lot of violins and cello and a lot of different like symphonic sounds and layers all across the EP. So we would kind of like piece those things in there, like puzzle pieces to like fill them up and just make sure like everything sounds as good as possible. We were trying to shoot for a better quality than Lunar. Like Lunar was like a really odd project.
Wasn't really, I wouldn't call it odd. It was just,
no, it was completely homemade.
Yeah, we just dealt with what we had. You dealt with what you had, basically, put it that way. And we just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we can keep going at this trend where we get better equipment and better knowledge of how to use it, then I don't know. I think we're just going to keep putting out releases that are better than the last. We're kind of finding our mojo right now.
Yep.
So this kind of brings up sort of a personal question for me. Did Tony's mixer end up on the EP at all?
It did not, no.
Oh. You were supposed to lie to me.
My bad.
Well, I know for, like, we still have it. It's not, it hasn't been used yet. But I think, probably should just see, like, if what we can use it for the album's sake. Because unfortunately, like, we have a mixer now, but it's like we only use it just for like, I mean, we don't use it to its full potential yet. Like, there's effects on it that we haven't even, like, touched on. Then there's also, like, a bunch of levels that we haven't touched on yet. So, I mean, just going into that realm, we haven't gone down that road yet. But I think more so, like, once we go ahead and start thinking of ideas for the album and what direction we want to go to with this album, I think we're going to try and implement more of these tools that we have and we just haven't touched yet.
We accumulated a lot, and believe it or not, like, in the last year, like, there's like 30 plus songs. I feel like it's safe to say, like, we have, like, a lot of different sounds that, like, span across, like, hardcore, pop punk, clean stuff, like, real ambient stuff. And then, like, some songs that we wanted to be on the EP, but we decided to, like, hold them back a little bit. And then, of course, we're going to keep writing, I assume. Like, I don't know, Liam is a riff machine, even though he won't say it. I just like to come up with a lot of different stuff. And I think I want to revisit, like, acoustic guitar stuff like we did on Lunar. And using, like, the mixer to, like, add more organic room type things are probably going to be more of a goal for the album. But yeah, this EP is just to sort of show, it's kind of like what we've accumulated so far. And, you know, people can expect even better than this. So that's really, like, a lot of the point of us trying to get this stuff going, you know. Like, Skies of Terror is kind of like a different kind of band project. We're in it for the art rather than worrying about all these other different things. Like, we just want to put content out. We just want to put jams out. You know, we're all like huge fans of different music. So,
I have another fairly important question before I pop a surprise in on you guys. So, Justin, what does Chris hold over you that you keep going on his show and eating all that crap?
Oh, man. Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know, man. I'm a glutton for punishment. Like,
so, I mean, clearly are not comfortable at all when you're there.
No, I'm not. I'm a very picky eater. And, like, everybody knows this. So what triggered this question? Was it, like, the Hot Ones episode?
I actually haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Please
so,
do.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
So, they know I'm a very picky eater. They know this. And they know for a fact my reactions are going to be 100% authentic. I'm a huge baby man when it comes to, like, things I don't like eating. Like, what was it? The last one that we had, I forget what it was. It was like fermented goat cheese inside of an olive or something. See, there's Chris there.
So look who it is.
You asked what brought the question on. That's what brought it on.
Okay, so
here I am.
You summoned
him. What did we eat? Not this last episode, but the episode before that. It was like fermented goat cheese inside of an olive or something like that.
Oh, dude. I don't remember, but it was god awful.
Whatever it was, like,
what just happened to Cletus?
What is he doing?
I don't want to talk about
it's Spider-Man
goat cheese in the freaking olive. Like, that was so horrible. Like, I can't.
Hey, Chris, turn your phone horizontally, please.
Gotcha.
So this there is probably so that was probably the third or fourth time that I was. I think it was the third time I was on that show. And every time it just gets worse. It gets worse and worse every time. There's not going to be a fourth. I will tell you that now because I'm going to either throw up.
Yes, there will be.
Haven't you already thrown up?
To a different state.
What are you doing on Saturday?
Not going on your show, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Come on,
the
Justin.
Hot Ones was probably,
gonna turn it down on a live show.
The Hot Ones was probably the worst one because, again, I'm a very picky eater. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. One of the things I don't like is hot foods. I don't mess with hot sauce at all. Period. And leading up to this,
I used to, but as I pointed out to you guys earlier, I'm old and that doesn't work anymore.
I can't do it. I literally can't do it. So I said to everybody, I'm like, I cannot do hot food. It's like, oh, no, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Well, guess what? I couldn't even finish. However, that man right there scarfed down, what, like 8 out of 10 wings?
Yeah.
Like an animal. Yeah. And that guy over here, I felt like the Brady Bunch. Like, we're just pointing at each other.
How did he get this it right guy, the first time?
Him, he called off.
I never get it right. That's why you don't see me point.
He called off work the day after because he had such a horrible,
it ruined my stomach.
He had a horrible day.
It was brutal.
That pain 100 gave me nightmares.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. But for the people who don't know, the baby was having a rough night as far as screaming goes. So I had to wait to jump in here till we got her to bed.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to say, for the people who don't know, we're talking about Grubs with Chubs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never really did say that.
No, but thank you. I appreciate that.
That's your time, Chris.
Yeah, but we there's a good picture.
I'm actually wearing the same shirt. Look at that. This is me. This is me literally the next morning, and I sent this to these guys.
And that is that's now my contact. That's my contact picture for him. Like, whenever he calls, that picture pops up on my phone.
That's great.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Look at him in his face. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm still upset that you haven't made it your Facebook profile picture yet.
I mean,
I have a show, Grubs with Chubs, and we had the whole band on for a Hot Ones tribute episode. It was gnarly, to say the least. If you haven't checked it out, we're specifically talking about the album or the new EP and all things Skies of Terra on the show. It was fun.
Yeah,
did anybody get to look in that camera and that camera? And
no, we didn't.
See,
because we were too busy crying.
God. Yeah.
Then your host failed you because he's supposed to tell you that at the end.
Oh man, I gave up. Flashbacks. I never knew I had.
We were in such pain by the end. I barely got my tagline out, and we were just like, enough. Just cut it.
Dude, like by the 8th chicken wing, I was just like, this is not okay. Like, this is not, it's not normal.
Because you scarfed them down to the bone like an animal.
Listen, all right, Gary Vaynerchuk did it. I wanted to do it too.
I drank so much milk, my stomach was.
Fair enough.
That was probably your problem.
Yeah, I was thirsty, man. Something had to stop it.
If you watch the video, I like don't even look at the water or milk. I'm just like, no.
Just... As much as the three of us were freaking out, I felt the worst for Liam because he literally just sat in the same chair for like a half an hour with the worst look on his face. Like, if he was going to move, he was going to cry.
Dude, I couldn't move. It actually hurt to move. That was a bad time. I'm never doing that again.
I just remember pacing and being on live and just talking to no one.
It sounds like it was a great band bonding moment, and you guys should do it again with different flavors.
How about we don't, Bill?
Why don't we just do like an episode where we do good food?
How about we do
just
that?
A bunch of bros hanging out, eating, I don't know.
I have to tell you, when I do watch them, I used to watch them all live, but my schedule has been screwed up. Apparently, someone is on my Build a Scene page telling us hello right now.
I just saw that.
It's probably Jonna.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Scene.
Mr. Scene.
But anyway, my kids will walk by when you guys are eating, and my son all the time goes, why? Why? And he just walks out of the room.
my son called me a savage. It was great. I like was so happy. He was like, why did you do that?
You'll understand one day.
And the episode that you had the pickled pig's feet on, I made all my kids come see that.
Because
every time they ask me what we're eating for dinner, I tell them pickled pig's feet. So I want them to see what I look like.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm good. But... yeah, I'm gooch on all that.
Unfortunately, I have to keep doing it.
Oh, I mean, you're kind of in control. You could change the premise.
I'm trying.
Except after that came out of my mouth, I realized who's really in control, and it's not the person on the camera.
Nope. Yeah.
No, really. No one's ever really in control.
It's usually the person that is telling us what's going on.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Jeez.
I thought Liam was going to add something there.
Oh, no. There was
he's just doing the Jedi mind trick on us.
You will forget this episode existed.
I'm trying really hard not to point out that I told Chris that I would come on. I just did it.
Oh, I still remember.
He's going to hold you to that.
You got to pick the worst food.
See, the problem is...
actual you mud.
Got to make it work around the other 50,000 things I'm doing.
What was the one episode where you guys had like the stinkiest fish?
The third one
looked terrible.
Yeah, dude, I could smell it through the screen. Like, that's terrible. I was like, man, don't call me for that.
Yeah, that one was pretty brutal. I mean, I could smell it throughout the house and like out in the back on the patio for probably a week.
That's horrible.
It was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life.
You shouldn't be able to smell foods after they've been like out of your premise for more than a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no good.
Well, I don't want to take over with Grubs with Chubs talk. But let's get back in this Guys of Terra stuff.
Well, I actually have one more thing. And that's
oh god.
Have you thought about writing a song after you guys have been on Grubs with Chubs together with the bad episode to get that actual angst into the music?
I feel like we would create a new genre where it was just music over gagging sounds.
Gagging, vomiting.
Yeah.
Sludge core.
Nausea core.
Oh, man. The only thing I want to do after that episode is just crawl up and, I don't know, disappear forever.
It's called Bismol Core. That food's
terrible.
Bismol Core. Bismol Core. Yeah, like,
So pink is the new black.
Basically, yeah. On Wednesdays, we drink pink.
Wait. Are we talking about food-related musical genres and we're not talking about apple core? Oh, come on, guys. Come on.
Woo! We said that. For all of them, all those people out there, you said that.
I feel like that just made the entire time I've known Liam worth it.
I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
I don't think Justin is okay.
Nausea Core for the win. The party isn't over.
Justin is not allowed to reply on food takes anymore, so he could just sit there quietly.
You're just mad because I know how to eat ramen noodles properly.
Bro, don't even start. Stop bringing up things from two years ago.
You mean in a dorm room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Eating the Reese's with the paper is the best idea that I've ever come up with. Because you don't get chocolate on your thingies, Chris. No one
respond to him.
Yeah, actually, just kick him out, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just remove him.
He's gone.
He's still available.
What is this? pops in every now and then.
Bro,
that was a warning.
Yep.
I mean, I could also throw things at you like,
oh, whoa,
and that.
Oh, ooh.
Hold on, found it.
See, now you need to figure it out again.
It's like that Spider-Man meme with the Spider-Man pointing at them.
I don't know, man. It's too hard.
Yeah, I can.
All right, so it definitely is Jonna on the building scene because she says that I do that to her, too. When we're live on Friendly Fire, I'll just randomly move her on the screen.
That's hilarious.
It's too much power for one man.
Yeah.
Well, like earlier when Cletus was talking and I made it just Cletus like that.
I saw him visibly get uncomfortable.
Did you see him?
You're like, yeah, I'm talking about this EP. I'm just going to kind of creep over here.
But, well, I feel like I want to keep going because Chris just popped on, but I'm also looking at the fact that we've been on for 56 minutes.
Yeah,
and we're and the last 10 minutes have been about somebody else's show.
don't mind me.
So, Chris, I kind of popped up most of your answers during when you were in chat, but I don't think you answered the Chris Grohl question. I think you said it used to be Chester Bennington, which means that there has to be somebody else if it used to be.
Oh man, that's tough. I mean, it would probably be like a pop star, like Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake at this point, because like all my favorites are pretty much like dead or not in bands anymore. So, yeah. Well,
we do have a DeLorean at our disposal. Somebody left it sitting on the street with the door open.
Yeah.
You can still hop in, bro.
I'm hopping in the DeLorean. Yeah. I mean, if that's the case, I love Cletus's answer of Michael Jackson. I mean, was never privileged to see him. That would just be, that'd be like the best thing ever. Yeah.
All that and what?
Freddie Mercury, you know, I mean, arguably the two best frontmen of all time.
Yeah.
I am. I found a Michael Jackson glove on the street one time when I was a kid.
That's hilarious.
You found a fabled other glove.
And I kept it.
I would too.
Heck yeah.
So now I think I got to go back to all those stupid memes that asked me if I ever stole anything. And I guess I might have.
You stole someone's Michael Jackson glove.
I mean, is it stealing? They left it somewhere.
Nah, it's not stealing.
No, not if it's on the street.
Sounds like a donation.
Okay, I like you guys.
That sounds like a donation to me.
Yeah, like my parents found me on the street and it wasn't considered kidnapping, so.
Sheesh!
Damn.
Get this man some mac and cheese.
With the chicken strips.
All right, so. The party is over. This is going to be available on Bandcamp in about 2 hours from now.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other streaming platforms soon. Is that
within like the next month? Yes.
Come on.
Next month.
Yeah.
DistroKid's really weird with that kind of thing. And like, our delay kind of sucked, but we're hoping that it'll be within like a week or two that it'll be on like Spotify and Apple Music and all that good stuff.
There's definitely a little more room on Spotify now.
Yeah.
Oof. Apparently. Yeah.
Listen, Jonna will attest to this over in the comment box there. I copied and pasted the post from one of the news places that said that Neil Young was saying, hey, it's me or him. And like, as soon as I saw it and I said, well, apparently Neil Young is going to be not on Spotify. And they're like, oh, it's already pulled.
Yeah.
So it was like,
it happened real quick. And then like a couple other people, but
Why is Neil Young's stuff like not on Spotify anymore?
Because he doesn't want to be on a platform that Joe Rogan is on.
Why?
That's why.
It's because, like, you know,
try not to get political in this answer.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject.
I'm just trying to figure out what actually happened.
All right, so Joe Rogan has been not like an anti-vaxxer, but not real supportive of getting the vaccine.
Okay.
And Neil Young basically said that he's putting out false information that's going to get people killed, and he doesn't want to be on the same platform as somebody doing that. That's a summary.
That's about it.
Cool.
So Spotify said, okay, don't be here, and they pulled him.
Spotify gave him like $100 million or whatever the freak.
Yeah, they, that's a lot of they're money. Paying Joe Rogan a lot of money.
So you know, they're not just gonna be like, okay, Neil Young, we will do what you say. Like, I don't know, man. You better put your albums on Bandcamp.
This guy's a terror, dude. Yeah, next to The Party Is Over.
Right? The Party
Is Over. Coming out February 3rd.
Yeah, it's like The Party Is Over and then Neil Young.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to build a following at Bandcamp, right?
He's going to have to build his own scene.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's going to have to open for us.
He's going to have to get on OnlyFans.
Yikes.
Speaking of, you can get your very own OnlyFans t-shirt on skiesofterror.com because of that.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Here, I'll do it for you.
Fingers don't make sense here.
Right.
Wait,
is that actually a shirt now?
There.
Yeah, it's a shirt. Him.
It's because my last name's Fan.
Fan. He's our biggest fan.
He's our only fan.
Our website is going to go through some changes today, too. So there should be some merch up in case people are interested.
The party's been over for Neil Young.
No.
There was a meme. It was great. It said, like, people from 70 and up complaining that it was people 70 and up. What is Spotify? People 69 to like 40. Neil Young still alive. And then from 39 and younger, it was like, who's Neil Young?
Yeah.
No. Yep. The disrespect.
I think the most Neil Young has gotten play over the past few years is when Jimmy Fallon does an impersonation of him.
That's funny.
You know, I actually, I read a couple articles, and he was getting like 6 million plays a month on Spotify.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But, I mean, Neil Young is like a legend like with himself, so.
That's why I said there's more room for you guys now. About 6 million plays worth.
What a nice guy.
That equates to like 733 in U.S. currency, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. At least for us.
0.0005 cents. You better believe it.
What to expect from the release.
It's really weird to see that coming up and it not being me typing it.
I bet that's like really weird.
That may be a high number.
So
I should just send a link to Jonna and let her come on too.
Might as well.
Bring that girl up on here.
I don't know if she will or not. Let's see what
is a party.
Join the party, Jonna.
Yeah, because it's about to be over.
Well, shall we answer what to expect from the release, boys?
Yeah, you can answer her question.
Oh, wait, did she ask something? Oh, so what are we gonna say? Oh, okay. So you're going to have wonderful tracks like Salt of the Earth, followed by an awesome track called Cloud Chaser, which is a nice little pop, punk, metal, hardcore hybrid featuring Don Bushy from AltaView. And then following a redone version of Worlds Collide. And then you're going to hear an awesome little segue called The Clean Sky, which is one of my favorite tracks. Also,
is it clean or clear?
Clean. We're gonna go with clean. Right
clean.
Now.
I think the thing says clear.
A clear sky. Never mind. And then, followed by with your butt. I mean, with your blood.
With your blood.
With your blood. WYB. And this is the soundtrack to the Jamestown Massacre. I'm here to start conspiracies, man.
We got a couple of different styles in the EP. I think it'll appeal to somebody, you know. Somebody has something they'll like in the EP.
Yeah, this EP really shows off our diversity and what Skies of Terror is and what we make.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost like we're kind of starting to form our identity. We have different influences and different inspirations that we're kind
of... I'm in here somewhere. You guys are like looking at my unfinished ceiling.
There you are.
Hello. Hello.
Person.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Hi.
Hello, hello. Let's all point. Let's try to point.
There we go. There we are. Hi.
I found it.
There she is.
Oh, man, I messed up.
I have like my hair is camera. Not done or anything, but...
Mine's not done either. It's okay.
Look at mine. I got my curtain.
You always have gorgeous hair.
I spent hours on mine.
I can tell. I can see this.
I just shake it and forget it.
Just shake it and forget it.
My hair is like, I have bedhead at 10 o'clock at night. How the does that happen?
That's awesome.
Because you're in bed all day.
You know what? Oh. I will say this. Like, normally I'm in a robe or PJs. Bill and I have had these talks where I'm like, okay, that's why you I can't said bring me online on. If I am, like, not dressed. That's a thing now.
That's all right. I only have a shirt on right now, so it's not a big
I deal. Literally have long johns on.
And that's not the first time he told us.
I've shown you guys.
I have this shirt on. I did have this on. Wait, no. Where is it? I did have this on. This And you know where you can get this?
SkiesOfTerror.com.
No, you there can't get this go. With SkiesOfTerror.com because it was limited edition and people did not take advantage of the shop.
No now way. It's
down and the party's over.
Glasses are crooked.
You're going to have to wait until it comes back.
Someday that shirt, that sweatshirt is going to be worth thousands of dollars.
One day.
I don't think that that's the shirt that Randy was wearing. And he had on the Last of a Dying Breed shirt, right?
He did,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys are like fam. There's just so much that you have going on.
We try our best.
There's video and photography and merch and music and like just see.
And hats.
Yeah.
At ldbpgh.com, you're going to find stuff like photography, videography, graphic design done by Justin Townsend. You'll find such items such as the album art to the party.
Which way is it? It's that way. This guy.
I still can't figure it out.
Again, you'll notice I have pointed to nobody.
You will. You'll point.
I'll point to Jonna.
Oh, that's simple. Man.
Nailed it. Is it funny that I'm uploading the EP as
oh well, my goodness, like, it's a kitty.
He was freaking out, so I figured I'd put him on screen.
You're uploading right now, Cletus.
Yeah.
I have a little no black
insider
kitty.
Information.
Yeah. Lizzie.
Hey, I have, what did I figure out? Three, four, I think four of the five songs on the EP now.
Nice.
Oof. Or maybe did you send all of it? I think you may have said you sent all of it.
So then do we get to take these guys over to Friendly Fire next month? Well, this one. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
What is such a thing? For you the guys, uninformed. Such as not myself.
Friendly Fire is whenever Bill and I go across the pond to the UK with our friends over at XRP Radio. And we take music that we like over there and we duke it out. We battle it out. Totally.
They have an unfair advantage, though.
They do.
See? You've been listening to my shows. Every time I bring it up, I'm like, listen, we're losing because our U.S. friends don't come and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll have, oh, well, this person's in the chat and they're from the U.S., but you're playing their music on this show today, right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I have a blast doing that show. Mostly because of the interaction between Tiz and John.
He keeps fingering me.
I watched the last one you guys did, and it was pretty cool. I liked it.
Thank you.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not gotten to hear all the tracks that are coming out for you guys in approximately 2 hours. So I probably won't listen in 2 hours because I'm old and I need my sleep. But tomorrow,
I am still the oldest person on the video.
You're a few months younger than me, aren't you?
No, I'm older than you.
How old is everybody?
I'm 44.
See, I'm 45.
You're not 44.
Older.
I am.
You're not 44. I refuse to believe that.
Listen, she has a son that's almost Liam's age.
I have a son that is like exactly Randy's age. Randy Cole.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah. Who also.
John, I was 18 when Liam was born.
That is correct. He did. You were what?
18 when Liam was born.
Damn. I'm a late bloomer. It happens.
Yeah, Liam's the young buck.
I do not feel the youngest at all.
How old are you, Liam?
I'm 27.
Okay, that is my son's age.
That's getting up there. Yeah.
Yes, my back is my hurts. Oldest
I'm right in bed.
Your back
dude, I'm telling
all the time,
you.
It's weird.
You don't even know.
You hit 30 and just like the check engine light comes on.
Yeah.
The party may be starting to be over at that point.
Oh, no.
But when you hit 40.
You don't care.
No.
Whatever.
People are like, how can you be that direct? And I'm like, I don't care anymore. I'm old. I have a limited amount of time on this world. If I'm going to ask you out, then I'm going to ask you out. It's just that simple.
I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly.
You know what? We're going to go off the air before I say what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. That means it's
stay
bad.
Here.
It is not
the guys in the video. Stay here. But this has been episode number 73 of Three Questions and a Song. It was very impromptu, very all over the place, and very much like a Pennsylvania rock show. My name has been Bill, and you can check out Skies of Terra on their website.
And we will be changing Bill's name to Bill of Terra soon.
Skies of Terra, right there.
Skiesofterra.com is where you'll find us.
And you guys are on Bandcamp in 2 hours, correct?
Yes.
All right. So if you're watching this later than midnight, if it is already the 3rd,
February 3rd,
then it's time. Go check them out.
Time traveling.
Again, we have a DeLorean.
Give it a listen. Tell us how you think.
All right. With that said, we are going to go off the air, and I'm going to tell them what I told my students today. So. Have a good night.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
This episode of Three Questions and a Song has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more unsigned music from around the globe. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.